Mark 12:10 says, "And have ye not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner." When Jesus began his ministry, he immediately made it clear that he had come to fulfill the scriptures. When he presented himself as the Messiah for the first time in his local synagogue, Luke 4:21 tells us, "And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." So Jesus pegged his life and ministry on one authoritative source, the scriptures. But many seem not to understand that the scriptures Jesus was referring to was what we now call the Old Testament. In our Bible, we count them as 39 books. Now, that number only varies because some groups take 1 and 2 Samuel and put them together as one book, 1 and 2 Kings as one book, 1 and 2 Chronicles as one book, and that would make the number 36. But the content is the same no matter how you count them. And at no point did Jesus cast any doubt on whether he and his Jewish contemporaries had access to God's complete Word. As we mentioned earlier, Jesus referred to all three major divisions found in our King James Old Testament in Luke 24:44, and he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Notice Jesus made no mention of the Apocrypha or any other missing books. And so it was understood that when Jesus spoke of how Judas fulfilled Bible prophecy, for example, he was speaking of the Bible that we call the Old Testament and the 39 books that it now contains to this day. And when Jesus was praying to God the Father and spoke of how Judas Iscariot's betrayal fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies, he said in John 17:12, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled." He always used the definite article, the, in front of scripture. He expressed full assurance and no doubt whatsoever as to what the scripture was. And he only ever referred to the law of Moses, the Psalms, which include the other wisdom and poetry literature, and the prophets, which runs from Isaiah to Malachi in our Bible. That is the Bible Jesus knew and used. The same thing we have in the 39 books of our King James Old Testament Bible. And the idea of there being an incomplete Bible with missing books and missing information that God's people somehow lost was totally foreign to anything Jesus Christ ever said. In John 10, Jesus was making his case when Jews took up stones to stone him to death, for, as they said in John 10:33, that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. That was blasphemy for a man to do, but Jesus was more than a man. He was God manifest in the flesh. And in John 10:35, Jesus quotes Scripture and then says, "And the Scripture cannot be broken." Those who claim that there are books missing from the Bible are contradicting Jesus Christ. The Scripture cannot be broken. God's words are true and they are sure. Jesus expressed full confidence that God had given his word and kept his words. When Jesus faced Satan in the wilderness temptation, he responded in Matthew 4:4 and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Now, obviously, Jesus believed that man had access to every word of God if he expected man to live by every word of God. And Jesus demonstrated this confidence, as we will see in our next segment, by quoting the scripture numerous times, only quoting the books we have in our Bible, never quoting the Apocrypha or referring to the Apocrypha or other books as authoritative. Only the books that we have in our Bible.